the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marcellia Insurance. Another hot day along the lakeshore, and the lakeshore is still under an air quality alert. More on that in a few moments, and we'll take a look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. The Hope College community is praying for the recovery of one of its students and for the family of one of his friends who died in a crash at a Zeeland intersection yesterday morning. According to authorities, Stephen Dottavio of Brewster, New York, in town to help fellow 19-year-old Andrew Holbrook of nearby Hopewell Junction move back into Holland for the start of his sophomore year at Hope, was driving northbound on State Street around 1 a.m. yesterday when he apparently drove through a flashing red light at Business 196 and into the intersection, where his car was broadside by an eastbound SUV going at full speed on the divided highway. Dottavio was killed upon impact, while his passenger Holbrook was airlifted to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital for treatment of critical injuries. The SUV driver, 23-year-old Elizabeth Lubin of West Olive, was treated for minor injuries at Holland Hospital. It was the second fatal crash at that intersection in 5 weeks. On July 13th, 74-year-old Dale Woodwike died when his classic car was broadside by an SUV that apparently went through a straight red light. Late in 2011, 54-year-old Donna DeBow was killed when she pedaled her bike into the intersection shortly after midnight against the flashing red light and was hit by a car on the highway. As we mentioned, it's another air quality alert day along the lakeshore, and after not having one for 231 days in 2013, this is the second straight day that this advisory is up for sensitive groups to be aware of an unhealthy atmosphere.
Avoid activities that can add to ozone formation. Try to refuel late in the day. Try not to use gas-powered machinery. Things to do include carpooling, riding public transportation, or a bicycle. Combine errands when you can to cut down on fuel emissions. Limit your time out of doors, especially if you suffer from asthma, allergies, or other respiratory diseases. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
By the way, this means that the 2004 record low of just one air quality day along the lakeshore will stand alone for another year. Some loose ends may be tied up at Holland City Hall this evening. Council members are being asked to come to work early for a special closed-door meeting with the board of the Holland Board of Public Works. It's to discuss property acquisition, perhaps in the area of 5th Street and Fairbanks Avenue, where the proposed new power plant would be built. During the regularly scheduled business meeting, First Ward Councilman Mike Trethewey and his colleagues are expected to approve an ordinance amendment that would allow residents limited beekeeping on their property.
We looked at some ordinance language around the state, around the country, and there's just going to be an enhancement, I believe, to have that happen around here. And it's going to be in a controlled nature. There's some restrictions that have to go on with that.
Council will also vote on what contracted firm will help the city formulate a new 5-year Parks and Recreation Master Plan with proposed improvements and enhancements to Windmill Island Gardens included. It may be a summer recess for state lawmakers, but the debate over local control of schools in Michigan is taking no vacation. A special House committee is looking into the Common Core standards issued during the break, and while he's not a member of the panel, one-time teacher Bob Janetsky of Saugatuck is an interested observer who has his doubts about whether Michigan should join with other states in establishing national educational standards.
You've got a group of people nationally who would like us to have basically a national curriculum, which is really a violation of the 10th Amendment, if you ask me.
The same arguments over the No Child Left Behind initiative of a decade ago are resurfacing.
We all want strong standards and rigorous standards for our kids in school. I also think if we've ceded that power away to an entity in Washington, D.C., we wouldn't have the power to change that standard. So I've got some concerns relative to that.
Supporters say that 15% of content could be determined locally if Common Core is adopted, but Janetsky admits that, quote, I would have a struggle to believe that at this point, end quote. The governor is stumping for his Healthy Michigan Medicaid Expansion Initiative with stops in suburban Detroit tonight and in Grand Rapids for a televised town hall meeting tomorrow. But he's not forgetting about his other pet project for 2013. Some in Lansing are proposing a sales tax hike of 1% to help fund needed road repairs. But Rick Snyder admits that this idea will be a tough sell.
It is something that's worth looking at, but there's a lot of hesitation on the citizens to have higher taxes right now, although nobody likes our roads.
The governor cautions that, when talking with his constituents, this problem is one that is not going away.
The road topic usually comes up, and I haven't met anybody yet that likes our roads. And so we do need to make an additional investment in our roads, a significant amount, over $1 billion.
Lawmakers are expected back in Lansing next month to resume discussions on these and other issues. Now, the hottest topic in Lansing these days may not be the Medicaid expansion issue, may not be the sales tax issue, may not even be the Common Core issue. It's probably the story of the marriage breakup of State Treasurer Andy Dillon and his wife. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office is considering a domestic assault charge against the former lawmaker, stemming from a July 13th incident in which his ex-wife claimed that she was attacked by him. Public relations expert Kelly Rossman McKinney is offering her services gratis to Dillon in this matter. She says this is the worst of all aspects of a couple's divorce.
It's not pretty, even under the best of circumstances. And unfortunately, because Andy is a state figure, his divorce and variety of episodes within that divorce have really captured media interest in particular.
Dillon and other members of the Snyder administration are not answering questions regarding these allegations.
I have no doubt that when this story really is fully revealed, his commitment to dignity and respect for his family and his ex-wife will rule the day.
Dillon had to defend himself earlier this month after allegations surfaced of campaign finance account discrepancies stemming from his failed 2010 gubernatorial run. Republican lawmakers, politicians, and pundits across the state are getting ready for next month's gathering on Mackinac Island.
Elephants on parade, here they come.
Former Bush administration chief of staff Karl Rove, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul are set to be in attendance at the 2013 Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference. Republican State Representative Wayne Schmidt from Traverse City calls it a thought-provoking lineup.
There's certainly a lot of discussion amongst Republicans as to what direction do we go, what policies to pursue. So when you have Karl Rove and a Governor Jindal, Senator Paul, Rand Paul, you are going to have a lot of schools of thought there, and that I think is perfect.
The GOP conference gets underway September 20th.
They're here, and there are elephants everywhere.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
With the Federal Reserve publishing the minutes of its July meeting today, how will Wall Street react? What traders may be looking for is some sign of when the Fed will start slowing down on its quantitative easing program. To taper or not to taper may be the question, but investment advisor Kevin Clark of the Holland office of Raymond James believes that the Fed may actually be behind the curve of current economic trends, and that, with the federal deficit shrinking, the situation of buying back bonds may not be as bad as some had feared.
The Fed actually is buying more bonds than what the Treasury is having to issue, and, you know, it's really not a healthy place to be. Maybe it wasn't healthy to begin with, but certainly a taper is already built into the system.
He feels that, despite some turbulence ahead, this is not the time for the timid investor.
At this point, this looks to be a normal correction that we have begun. It should be used to buy stock, not sell stock. And unless something else happens, that's what it looks like.
In an appearance on WHTC in the morning, Clark told host Ray Kingman that if quarterly corporate earnings reports in October don't show a nice, healthy growth, he feels the market will struggle in the final 3 months of the year. The Tigers look to bounce back from last night's 6-3 loss at home to Minnesota when they host the Twins again at Comerica Park this evening. Anibal Sanchez gets the start for Detroit, and coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC begins at 6:40 p.m. Jake Arrieta takes to the mound for the Cubs in this evening's contest with visiting Washington at Wrigley Field. The Nationals even the four-game series at a game apiece with last night's 4-2 victory. The White Sox continue their series in Kansas City this evening with Andre Rienzo slated to start. John Danks of Chicago blanked the Royals on 7 hits over 8 innings in a 2-0 victory last night. Fresh off of taking 3-4 in Dayton to keep their flickering playoff hopes alive, including last night's 6-3 victory over the Dragons, the Whitecaps are in Bowling Green, Kentucky this evening to open up a 3-game series against the Hot Rods. West Michigan is 4 games out of a postseason berth with 14 games remaining, but the Caps need to vault over 3 teams to land that spot. The Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association soccer coaches, men's soccer that is, cast their ballots for their preseason predictions, and the poll was announced at the noon hour with Calvin, the defending MIAA champion, the top choice. Well, Hope received 3 out of 8 possible first-place votes, along with the Knights, and Hope finished 2nd in the balloting, followed by Kalamazoo College at 3rd. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Calls for an air quality day for Allegan and Ottawa counties to continue this afternoon with sunny skies and a high of 89. Thunderstorms will develop overnight with a low of 71. Morning showers tomorrow and then clearing and cooler with a high of 82. Friday, some abundant sunshine, high 81. The water temperature is 66. Yellow flag was flying this morning in Ottawa County. Should turn to green this afternoon throughout the entire lakeshore. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.